So, this is the pushback. Now, here's what's happening. Over the last 8 years or so in this country, we've been hearing about all what's going on campuses. We've been introduced to the scourge of third-hand smoke. We've been seeing guys, you know, all the Black Lives Matter movement and all the stuff. Duke lacrosse, that was 10 years. But all this trumped-up insanity.
Strangely.
Yeah, one in four women have a chance to be raped on campus, you know. And or whatever, black professor has to talk to white cop because he doesn't think he lives there, and the guy's got to show up, gets invited to the White House to sit on the lawn and have a beer, you know. The Trayvon Martin thing. All the stuff, a lot of it racial, a lot of it has to do with women, a lot of it, you know, insanity. There's no time. Look, saying that Trayvon Martin would have looked like your son if you had a son is an insane statement for a president, any president to make. And all it does is incite. It's very agitating to the people. And then the grand jury finds out that the story is what the story is. And the same with Ferguson. And everybody, there's a black version of it. There's a female version of it. There's an everything version of it. And basically, heterosexual white males who go out and go to work every day are going, hey, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done. I don't like this. I don't like what we're becoming. I don't like to have to apologize for paying taxes. I don't like to have to apologize for telling anyone of any color, any persuasion, hey, get to work. Feed your family. By the way, stay with your family. You can't leave your family. Everyone's tired. Everyone, all the earners, they're tired of apologizing. And they don't like where this thing's going. And they don't like the fact that, we have to cancel the father-daughter dance because we'll call it the daughter-guardian dance, a legal guardian dance. I want to go to the father-daughter dance. I went, by the way, because I moved to a community that has that. And my daughter loved it, and so did I. Not as much as my daughter. The point is I want to live in a world where the guy who greets you at Walmart is allowed to say Merry Christmas and is not mandated to say Happy Holiday or Happy Holiday Season or seasonal holiday song. We're done. The people that fought the wars, that go to work, that pay the taxes. And by the way, this is not the white supremacists. These are all people of all backgrounds and all religions who go, it's Christmas. It's good. I know, Dennis Prager's the biggest Jew on the planet. He's like, say Merry Christmas. He always says this, we're throwing a holiday party. He always goes, what holiday are we celebrating? Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, okay, well then can we just call it what it is? What do we do on Arbor Day? Just call Outdoor Day or Shrub Day or something? You know, 4th of July. I mean, just call it what it is. All these people are tired. They've had enough. And basically, what they're doing is they're going Donald Trump because that's Trump's appeal. Now, his appeal is the same thing I was talking about with Kurt Cobain. What's Kurt Cobain do? He can't walk out in a t-shirt and jeans. He has to literally mess himself up.
To the extreme quality.
He has to look disheveled.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to look homeless.
So
Trump is doing is he's becoming a comic book character of that voice. You know, throw the bums out that are protesting. You don't like what I got to say? Rough them up in the back. Hey, we're building the wall. We're going to get them to pay for it. He's doing a elevated comic book version, a almost adolescent fantasy version.
Is that the only thing that those people would respond to that are so fed up? Or is it just what gets them really going?
Well, look at movies. They're superheroes. They're not heroes.
Right.
They're superheroes, you know? They don't... Well, Superman can jog really fast. And no, he can fly and he can penetrate steel and he can... You know what I mean? Like, we're not looking for middle of the road. You know what I'm saying? When we go, we want to go whole hog. We need it in our face. We need big and loud. I don't even know if Donald Trump would work if he was 5'7". He's got to be 6'3 and 240 pounds. You know what I mean? He's got to be all hair and jowl. and so what all the folks that work hard, pay their taxes, and are tired of hearing about microaggressions and people finding safe spaces on campus and the Duke lacrosse and all the other trumped up whatever bullshit we've decided. We've turned on ourselves. How quiet. We've turned on ourselves as a society. We're tired of us beating us up, explaining about how we cornered the market on racism, how we invented slavery, all this stuff that all other cultures did. And actually, we actually did a better job at stopping this, at making, at ending this scourge of, you know, we were the ones who, we fought the war over slavery. We died over slavery. We're tired of trumping everything up, pardon the pun, bring it all back and feeding ourselves a steady diet of poison about how horrible this country is. How we turn our back on our poor and our refugees and blah, blah, blah. And Trump has become a cartoon superhero character.
So we shouldn't be scared of this.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not scared of anything.
That's my question.
And the support for him is the build-up of all the beers on the White House's and he could have been my son and all that. And we're all just knee-jerking it to Trump.
Talk about silent. It looks very interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Yeah.